you feel something tingling inside? It's Rivalry Week.
Sponsored by your Central Ohio Toyota dealers.
We're your official home for the biggest game of the year. The Fan, Ohio sports destination. If you don't use the cart return, you have no one to blame but yourself when Bobby Carpenter comes for you. Carpenter and Rothman.
It's Carpenter and Rothman, Anthony Rothman, Bobby Carpenter. And this week, we like to bring guys on the air who knows what it's like to beat Michigan and beat them in big games. Trevor Maddich, 12-year NFL career, stellar career, starting center on that 84 championship team for BYU. And he joins us now on the Bryan Heating Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Trevor, welcome back. How are you?
Thanks, Anthony. Did you do that just for Bobby?
Of course. This is big. Listen, we love having you on, but okay, so I'm old enough to remember. So take me back a little bit. You guys, Steve Young was gone, right? He had left before your championship year, correct?
Yeah, he signed a $40 million contract with the USFL, that for that 84 season, which back then, $40 million was money. Now, you can shake Bobby's couch and that much change will fall out.
Darn right,
but,
baby.
Yeah, it was Robbie Bosco who was the starting quarterback.
Robbie Bosco. Wow.
Yeah, and the thing is, we played Michigan. We were ranked number one at the end of the regular season. Mm-hmm. And we played Michigan in the Holiday Bowl. Now, that Michigan team was actually really good. They were ranked in the top five early in the season, crushing people. Then they lost eight starters to injury, I believe, and lost some games. And then by the time they came back around to the bowl game, they were all back except one, the quarterback, Harbaugh. And so we played pretty much that team that was a top five, top ten team, and it was a fight.
It was a fight, and I just remember that time, and certainly it takes us right to Harbaugh where we want to go. All the pressure in the world, gets paid the big money, $7.5 million to come back. And believe me, when he came back, Bobby and I both agreed, you couldn't handpick a better guy. He had guaranteed victory in the rivalry against Ohio State. He delivered. He showed himself in the pros, almost hoisted a Lombardi. You felt like, okay, they finally got the guy that was handpicked for the job. Yet he runs into Urban Meyer. And so far, and now he's never going to get a chance to beat Urban, at least at Ohio State. What is going through his mind with this team this year? Last year he was supposed to beat him, and the reverse happens. He gets thumped. Can they use last year? Does it have any impact, them getting thumped, and how they'll show up this year?
Well, I think it has a huge impact. I mean, when you get thumped by a team, you're not supposed to think about last year, but especially when it's your rival, especially when the talk has been what it's been, that Harbaugh can't beat or at least hasn't beaten Ohio State, it matters. Now, it doesn't matter so much for the game itself. You'll come out with great emotion, on fire, and then after the first couple of series, you settle into what is a football game now. Where it matters is the preparation. You're more focused. You're more urgent on every rep of every drill during the week of practice, and in everything you see in the meeting room, everything you do in the weight room. I mean, Bobby, you know this. It's, when a game is this big and it's a rest of your life kind of game. In other words, you beat your rival or you lose to your rival. For the rest of your life, you can either never get it back or it can never be taken away from you. And you know that. And it's not like you prepare harder for this game, because that assumes that you don't prepare hard enough for the other games. But there's that extra gear, that extra urgency during preparation that should accrue to Michigan's favor, but so far it hasn't panned out for them.
Yeah, and you mentioned that, Todd, and you look at 16 and or Trevor, you mentioned that over 16-2 over the last 18 seasons. And so there's been plenty of that motivation, you play in these rivalry games where it's this game, the Holy War with BYU, Utah. I mean, and you get all the intangibles about it. How much of this, when you're looking at this game, comes down, when you're looking at the personnel, where would you give the favoritism in the matchup here? Where would you give the edge to either team potentially in some of the unique areas that you think might be very important?
Bobby, you're right to bring up matchup. I love it that you did that. It comes from a guy who spent a lot of years watching tape and seeing where you can find an advantage. And as I look at the matchup here, I see two defenses that are playing at a high level and two defenses that can elevate to a championship level. And I see two offenses that are kind of different. Ohio State's offense is dynamic. They've got dynamic players at running back, dynamic players on the perimeter, and they can make things happen that are off schedule. In other words, you can make a guy miss. You can run over a guy. You can run by a guy that the scheme doesn't count on you doing, but you can do if you've got those kinds of guys. Ohio State has those guys. On offense on Michigan, they've got some good receivers on the perimeter. They've got some speed there and some capability. At running back, I think is where Ohio State has the biggest edge, though. J.K. Dobbins and that stable of running backs for the Buckeyes are capable of making those kinds of plays. Running Charbonnet and the other guys for Michigan, they're fine. They're okay. But they're not the kind of guy that scares you. They're not the kind of guy that you hand the ball to. And you see that there's a four-yard gain to be had, and you're thinking, yeah, that's 4 yards, but I know my guy. He's going to make someone miss, and he's going to go another 40, right? Michigan doesn't have those guys at the running back position, so they will need to be very disciplined because in order for Michigan to score, I don't think big plays are going to get it done. I think they'll need to grind out the long drives that defenses love to make you do because at some point during those long drives, Bobby, what happens? But a turnover or a penalty or a sack or an incompletion that puts you behind the chains, and that's it. You're off the field.
He's Trevor Maddich, former first-rounder in the NFL to the New England Patriots. Won a national championship at BYU. He's on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Trevor, how much do you trust Shea Patterson in this game for Michigan, and how much do you think he shoulders for this game? Can they win the game if he's not excellent as long as he plays mistake-free, or does he have to be excellent?
If he is not excellent and mistake-free, there's only one way that Michigan can win the game. Alien abduction. For the entire Ohio State defense to be literally lifted off the planet in a bus to a spacecraft. Then, okay. Otherwise, he does have to be perfect. And if you'd asked me a month ago, do I trust him to do it, I would have said, no, not in a million. No. But the way he's played the last few weeks, He's started to do better. He stopped getting in his own way. And I think his natural talent has come out over the last couple of weeks. There were throws. I mean, I was watching him on Saturday. I do a college game day on ESPN Radio, which is a nine-hour radio show all day Saturday.
Marathon.
With Matt Schick and Brad Edwards. And we're watching every game of import at the same time, keeping everybody up to date with what's happening if you're not in front of a TV. And so Michigan's up there. And I'm watching another game here real quick to see something happen, and I see a flash out of the corner of my eye in the Michigan game. And the Michigan quarterback threw the ball down the field and dropped it into a bucket, pinpoint accuracy against tight coverage. And I looked up and said, well, who's the quarterback? And then Shea Patterson runs into the screen to, you know, high-five the receiver. I'm like, whoa, that's Patterson? And he's been doing things like that in the back half of the season. And so he has to continue to do that because the passes that he completes – other than what's right at or behind the line of scrimmage, will probably be against fairly tight coverage. So that kind of accuracy will be necessary to move the ball and to avoid big turnovers. Now, making plays off schedule, he'll need to at least match Justin Fields. He'll need to at least match when here comes Chase Young to constrict him in the pocket. He needs to be able to get out of that pocket, escape Chase Young and the rest of those Ohio State pass rushers, and gain 4 or 5 yards. And keep even with the chains, or convert that third down and keep the Ohio State defense on the field. It's all going to be about him on schedule and off schedule if Michigan's going to have a chance.
So you mentioned Chase Young, and I want to take you right there. I mean, watching how dominant he's been, you look at the big games they played this year, Wisconsin, Penn State. I mean, his numbers are off of the chart. What does Michigan do to slow him down or at least try to limit his level of influence in this on their offense?
You mean short of alien abduction?
Yeah, sure, nothing.
You know, Bobby, you played in the league. You know, I played in the league offensive line 12 years. And when if I faced a pass rusher who was an explosive athlete but with average technique, that was mildly interesting, not a problem. If he was an average athlete but with great technique, that was more of a problem. But I could manage that. But a guy that's an explosive athlete with master technique is a nightmare. And that guy is Chase Young right now. I mean, right now. It's one of the reasons he's NFL worthy. So normally what you would do against a pass rusher like that is run at him. You don't want to run away from him because he'll chase you down from behind. He's so fast. But you run at him because that means that instead of being, you know, explosive and fast and technician and all that, he just needs to be a caveman. He needs to be a beast. That's all. That because you're running right at him. that's the what you do on paper. The problem is that the game isn't played on paper, and the one of the things that he does so well, Chase Young, is bow up against the run. And so it's not like you have an advantage there, but at least you're less likely to have a sack fumble in the pocket. So the first thing they need to try to establish somehow, some way, is the run at Chase Young. And I tell you, those tackles have got to have the game of their life firing off the ball, getting a good block. And they need to understand what a good block looks like against Chase Young. It doesn't mean that they hit him in the mouth and drive him 4 yards down the field onto his back, and anything short of that is not good enough. No. What they need to do is have perfect footwork off the snap. That footwork will break down once Chase Young engages them. But if it's perfect until they get to Chase Young, they have a chance. Then they need to get their hands inside so that they can control him a little bit, and then they need to push him where he wants to go. As long as they don't fall off the block, and as long as they don't get stalemated. In other words, if Chase Young is moving in whatever direction he wants to go, but a little bit faster than he wants because the offensive lineman is pushing him, then they have a chance. Because once he takes a hand off the tackle, the blocker, to reach out for the ball carrier, that's when you get your pancakes.
Man, thanks for firing us up, Trevor. We really appreciate it. Looking forward to talking with you again soon. Enjoy the Thanksgiving holiday and all the games, and we'll continue to listen on College Game Day. Thanks, bud.
All right, thanks, guys. And I'm just glad I never had to face Bobby in an Oklahoma drill.
Come on, man. Terrible.
Thanks, Trevor. He's the man.